The boon. A problem nagged at Eos, however. She knew that one day her beautiful, beloved mortal youth must be taken from her, as Clytus had been. The thought of his death caused her an inner despair that she could not quite conceal. "What is it, my love?" Tithonus asked one evening, surprising her fair countenance in a frown. "You trust me, don't you, darling boy?" "Always and entirely. I'm going away tomorrow afternoon. I shall return as soon as I can. Do not ask me where or why I go." Her destination was Olympus and an audience with Zeus. "Immortal Sky Father, Lord of Olympus, Cloud-gatherer, Storm-bringer, King of all the..."
"Yes, yes, yes, what do you want?"
"I crave a boon, great Zeus."
"Of course you crave a boon. None of my family visits me for any other reason. It's always boons, 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 and nothing but boons. What is it this time? Something to do with that Trojan boy, I suppose." A little flustered by this, Eos pressed on.
"Yes, dread lord, you know how it is when we consort with mortal youth."
She allowed herself a look towards Ganymede, who was standing behind Zeus's throne, ever ready to refill his cup of nectar. At her glance, Ganymede smiled and dropped his gaze, blushing prettily.
"Yes, and?"
Zeus had started drumming his fingers on the arm of his throne. Never a good sign.
"One day Thanatos will come for my prince Tithonus, and that I could not bear. I ask that you grant him immortality."
"Oh, do you? Immortality? That's all? Immortality? Yes, I don't see why not. Immunity from death, that really is all you want for him?"
"Why, yes, lord, that is all."
What else could there be?
Had she caught him in a good mood, her heart began to leap with delight.
"Granted," said Zeus, clapping his hands. "From this moment on, your Tithonus is immortal."
Eos sprang from her prostrate position of supplication with a squeal of joy and rushed forward to kiss Zeus's hand. He seemed mightily pleased, too, and laughed and smiled as he accepted her thanks.
"No, no, such a pleasure. I'm sure you'll be coming back to thank me soon enough."
"Of course, if you would like me to."
It seemed an odd request.
"Oh, I'm sure you'll be along before we know it," said Zeus, still unable to stop himself from grinning. He didn't know what had planted the imp of mischief into his mind, but we know it was the curse of Aphrodite doing its implacable work. Eos hurried back to the Palace of the Sun, where her adored spouse was waiting patiently for her return. When she told him the news, he hugged her, and they danced around the palace, making so much noise that Helios banged on the walls and grumbled that some people had to be up before dawn.